Blog Talk Radio.
Do not be afraid. The power of the Holy Spirit is with you. Is with you. Amen.
Come now, let us reason together. Question everything. Welcome to Sacerdotus Radio, a show on God, faith, the Catholic Church, science, philosophy, reason and otherworldly issues. Join the host as he tackles today's errors and refutes the fallacies of atheism and misconceptions on God, the Catholic Church, and science. And now here is your host, Sacerdotus.
Hello, welcome to Sacerdotus Radio. In today's show, I'm going to speak a little bit on different things in the news that's been going on. First, I'm going to continue regarding Charlie Hebdo. Well, Stéphane Charbonnier, or Charb, who was one of the main cartoonists of Charlie Hebdo, who was killed during the attack by the two brothers from Al-Qaeda, he was buried. He had his funeral service or whatever that they did. And one of the founders of the newspaper Charlie Hebdo, Henri Roussel, who's 80 years old, he criticized Charb and pretty much blamed him for the deaths of himself and the other journalists. He wrote that Stéphane Charbonnier was a brilliant bloke, but was pigheaded in insisting on going ahead with the notorious Charlie Hebdo edition of November 2011, which published cartoons by the Prophet Muhammad. And he said, "I'm going to be unpleasant here about Charb. He was the editor, but was stubborn, and he said, I'm upset at you, Charb. May your soul rest in peace." So one of the founders of the newspaper was actually upset with Charb, pretty much blaming him for the attacks that took place at the Charlie Hebdo offices. And I touched on this a bit in my post on my blog regarding the whole incident, as well as Catholic League President Bill Donahue also said that Charb was narcissistic and pretty much had it coming based on what he was doing by taunting the rabid dog, like I have been describing many times. He just didn't let it go. He kept on harassing these Muslims and mocking their faith and their prophet. And he just thought nothing was going to happen. He was pretty much out of touch with reality, in my opinion. Because if you were firebombed after you published the first cartoon and whatnot, what makes you think that's going to be the last attack? And if you received death threats, and you knew this was going to cause problems, why do you continue? Why? And because of this, other people got killed in the process. Not only at Charlie Hebdo, but in the supermarket and other places where the brothers took people captive. And I wrote about this in one of my latest posts, where I was commenting on Pope Francis' words on the plane regarding free speech and the whole tragedy with Charlie Hebdo. And I wrote, "The saying, 'Don't start, none won't be none,' is applicable here. There is no doubt that the publishers of Charlie Hebdo contributed in some way to their deaths. They knew they were targets of angry Muslims and insisted on insulting them. Who likes to be insulted? Who likes to be offended? I do not know of anyone who does, unless it is someone who has some sick sexual masochism fetish of some sort. As the Pope stated, if you say something bad to someone else about their mother, expect a punch. The Pope was using an analogy of how things such as faith or religion are so strong in people's lives that insulting them is like insulting their mother. And this is what I wrote in my blog a couple of days ago, commenting on the whole controversy regarding Pope Francis' words. And again, this is not putting Charb down or any of the journalists down, but we have to be realistic. If you're being threatened or whatnot, you need to calm down and assess the situation. You can't go around arrogantly saying, okay, I'm still going to make fun of you, you can't do anything to me, you can't touch me, you can't, nothing's going to happen. You can't live that way, because especially with these terrorists, they're going to make it happen. It may not be right away, but these people are bent, they are hell-bent on killing anyone who gets in their way or anyone who's a target for them. And the most important thing is your life and the life of your co-workers and whatnot. You should never put yourself or others in harm's way. There's no reason in the world for you to put yourself and your co-workers in harm's way. And the founder of Charlie Hebdo is spot on this, by saying that he's upset with Charb because he kept on stirring the whole pot, so to speak. He wouldn't let it go. Okay, you made the cartoon and offended people. Okay, you did your job, but why continue doing it? Why? So he was pretty much poking the rabbit dog with a stick. And look what happened. The dog bit him back and killed him. And it's unfortunate indeed. It's an unnecessary loss of life. And people out there trying to make these cartoonists or journalists martyrs of free speech, they really are not seeing the entire picture. They're not seeing that these cartoonists went too far. They misused their free speech. They were not responsible with their free speech. And you cannot talk to people in a condescending way or in a way that's insulting unless you really know them and you have that type of relationship, that what they call it, terms of endearment or something like that, where people call each other names but they don't get mad at each other because they're used to that type of relationship. You might see a brother call a younger brother, hey knucklehead, or something like that, or a friend call another friend whatever, and they understand each other that way. They have that relationship, that communication there. These journalists didn't have that communication with these people, these Muslims, or especially the terrorists. So for them to go around mocking them and whatnot, of course you were going to get killed or something's going to happen. What were you thinking? And because of Charb's insistence, we lost all these people, and not only the people in the newspaper itself, but also the innocent people shopping who were just running errands or doing whatever, conducting their daily business in a supermarket or at work, and they were killed because these two brothers were trying to flee and shot these people. So the whole thing is just tragic, and hopefully people get the right message out of this and listen to Pope Francis' words, that we have to use free speech responsibly, intelligibly, intelligently, and counter or opine on different things with respect, with understanding, with consideration, and so forth. And not just go ahead and bash people and bash people and bash people, because you're going to anger people. And yes, we all have free speech, and speech should not be censored. But it's going to be an ugly world if we start using bullying and hate as forms of communication. And that's what's going to happen if we keep on endorsing these types of cartoons and this behavior of putting people down and whatnot. And I said it before in another previous show and on my blog. If we're going to do this, then what's the point of having these anti-bullying campaigns and whatnot? It's pretty much the same thing. You want to stop the free speech of a bully, yet you're bullying somebody else because of their faith or their beliefs. It's a big contradiction, a big problem. And that takes me into the next thing that I want to talk about, which is another strange and contradictory thing that has to do with free speech. Well, after the Charlie Hebdo attack, about 54 people were arrested, detained, as France started cracking down on all these different things. And they started cracking down, ironically, on hate speech and anti-Semitism. So they were going around looking on Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and all these different social networks up there, and were looking for anybody posting things against Jewish people or any hateful speech in general. And one of the people that got arrested was a comedian, a known comedian in France, who posted something on his Facebook. And his name is Diodoni. And he wrote on his Facebook that he felt like Charlie Koulibaly, which he pretty much merged the names of Charlie Hebdo and Amedy Koulibaly, who was one of the gunmen, or the gunmen who killed four people at the kosher market. And then in another post, he wrote like an open letter to France's interior minister. He wrote, quote, "Whenever I speak, you do not try to understand what I'm trying to say. You do not want to listen to me. You are looking for a pretext to forbid me. You consider me like Amedy Koulibaly when I am not any different from Charlie." And because of these posts, he was arrested. And now he faces jail time because of his words. And it's just mind-boggling that after the Charlie Hebdo tragedy, people were marching in the streets, holding pencils in their hands and whatnot, and proclaiming free speech and saying that the whole attack on Charlie Hebdo was an attack on free speech. Yeah, this comedian, whatever you want to call it, he gets arrested for posting on Facebook. I mean, seriously? Where's his free speech? Where are his rights? If Charlie Hebdo could publish these cartoons making fun of Muhammad, the Holy Trinity, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Pope Benedict, Pope Francis, and religion in general, then why weren't they arrested? Yet this comic was arrested and faces possible jail time because of the comments that he wrote on Facebook. It's just absurd. It's just crazy. What is this world coming to? This double standard that you could attack religion, you could attack faith, you could attack God and whatnot, and religious people, but it's free speech. Is protected free speech. You have a right to mock people's faith. You have a right to ridicule people's religion and whatnot. But yet you say something about the LGBT community or something racist or whatnot, and you quickly get in trouble. And people have lost their careers on this. People have been... they lost their livelihoods, they lost their popularity, and obviously face possible lawsuits and whatnot just for what they have said. So where is their free speech? According to the people defending Charlie Hebdo, free speech is protected and nobody can take that away from you. You can say whatever you want and you have the right to offend people and whatnot. So why can't people speak out and offend homosexuals or offend people who perform abortions or whatnot, or offend somebody based on their race? Not that I'm endorsing any of that, and we should never do any of that, but I'm just making a hypothetical statement. It seems that society, at least in France and also in America, there's a double standard. One thing is protected free speech, the other thing is hate. And we're seeing this more and more with religion, where religion is being attacked. In Texas, during the summer, this mayor, who's a lesbian, went and ordered that the sermons of these pastors should be edited and looked over because they were going to speak on homosexuality. And this caused a big uproar in the whole nation. How could this person do this? What happened to free speech? In the United Kingdom, several ministers have been arrested for quoting from the Bible. You know, these street preachers that stand in the corner shouting or holding a Bible. Sometimes they stand on a milk carton case and they preach. They scream, they say, repent, Jesus loves you, and all that. We see them all over the place. Sometimes they give out little leaflets and whatnot. Well, many times they get arrested for speaking out against same-sex marriage or abortion or whatnot, just for quoting the Bible. So where's their free speech? And in the United States, several students were suspended for wearing rosary beads, for wearing a shirt that says something religious or something against abortion, or something against, something defending marriage between a man and a woman. And they get suspended and they get told to remove the shirt or remove the item that's quote unquote offensive. Where is their free speech? If this offends people, then isn't offending people okay? Do you see the big cognitive dissonance there, the big contradiction there regarding free speech and the way people are presenting it in the world? It's just crazy what's going on in today's world. So this comedian is facing jail time because of that. Two or three Facebook posts. And it's just, I don't know what's the big problem there in France. You endorse Charlie Hebdo with those cartoons and whatnot, and you're arresting this guy for hate for his speech on Facebook. I mean, there's obviously something wrong. Something is wrong. And it has to be addressed. It has to be addressed immediately before it gets out of control. Finally, the last thing I want to speak about is the Supreme Court's decision to decide whether the 50 states or the Union of the United States of America must allow gay and lesbian couples to marry. And this decision came after different couples, same-sex couples, have sued their states because they weren't allowed to receive marriage or marriage licenses. So it went all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has ducked the issue a couple of times. They sent it back to the appeals courts and whatnot. But now this time they are deciding to make a decision on it. And this decision can come sometime in next spring. And you know, this should be a concern to everyone, because with the way they had decided before, they overturned Proposition 8, which is what the people voted into law. So these justices went and threw out the people's voice, pretty much. and knocked down Proposition 8. Then they went and they voted in favor of Windsor, and which struck down part of the Defense of Marriage Act that barred federal benefits for same-sex couples and whatnot. So we see already where the Supreme Court is going. Most likely the decision is going to legalize same-sex marriage throughout the 50 states. And that's going to be a tragedy, a big tragedy, because now religion is going to be targeted. Now churches are going to be targeted to perform these ceremonies. Religious people who own bakeries or halls or property are going to be sued, because if they say no to same-sex couples, then rest assured they're going to receive those papers from the couple suing them. And it's either going to be get sued, pay fines, go to jail, or shut down your business. So if the justices decide to legalize, say, marriage throughout the 50 states, it's going to be a big battle in the United States, a big battle. And it might set up who will be chosen in the next election for the president of the United States of America. And depending on how angry religious people get, a president is going to push for a constitutional amendment is probably going to get in there, most likely. Because people are already upset with the government forcing its will on the people, with Obamacare and all these things, the Supreme Court overturning Prop 8. Because instead of America becoming or representing itself or being a republic, which means that people from the states represent the people in the government, instead of being that, a republic, the United States is really an oligarchy or a government run by a few people. And that's what we're seeing now. This great experiment called the United States of America is failing. And eventually, if this continues, we're going to go down the same route as Rome and Greece. And I know it sounds like a slippery slope type of thing, but if we read history, this is not the first time same-sex unions and all these things were pushed on the people. It happened to our ancestors, to ancient civilizations. They got to a point where they felt so advanced, so smart, that they wanted to undo everything, even the norms of nature. And what happened? The governments collapsed. They imploded. They disappeared. Now all that remains are ruins. Is that what's next for the United States? The next couple of centuries, the nation's going to be just ruins? An empty White House? We don't know. We have to wait and see, but we have to really pay attention to the decision that's coming up by the Supreme Court. And despite the majority of the justices being Catholic, they obviously have demonstrated that they do not side with the church. And they're not really faithful in carrying out their responsibilities as a Catholic in regards to having an informed conscience that promotes the common good, but also does not disqualify God. And these justices, they will be held accountable to God, who is the judge, the supreme judge. And God will ask them, why did you set up sin in your nation? You could have done so much good with your position, with your power, with your gavel, with your black robe. You could have done so much good. Why do you use it to set up the platform for sin and vice and licentiousness? Why? And what will these people say? What will these judges say to God when they stand before the one who is the truth? You cannot lie to the truth. You cannot make excuses before the truth. And it's a scary time in America, so we will have to really pay attention to what's going on and address it as it comes on. Because again, this is going to hit us hard if the justices decide to legalize same-sex marriage throughout the 50 states. It's going to affect everyone. It's going to affect the churches, especially. It's going to affect those who value traditional marriage, and so forth. It's going to be a disaster. Anyhow, thank you for listening. God bless, and Mary keep.